Monster Man, episode 376, Dinosaurs, again.
Hello and welcome to Monster Man, a show about monsters because monsters are great. I'm James Holloway, and I'm reading my way through the gaming books of yesteryear. And as I do, I'm talking about the monsters that I find in them. Their history, their mythology, their ecology, their imagery, and how to use them in games.
In today's episode, we're continuing our journey through Monstrous Manual, the 1993 supplement for Advanced Dungeons & Dragons 2nd Edition. But before we do that, it's time to thank some Patreon backers. That's right, these are people who've gone to patreon.com/monsterman, and they have pledged as little as $1 a month to help support the show. And if, like today's backers, you pledge at the $2 or higher level, you'll also get my other podcast, Patron Deities, which is all about the Deities and Demigods supplement for AD&D 1st Edition, and from there, like how to use religion and mythology in your games. To be honest, we're not talking that much about Deities and Demigods in this season. Well, a little bit. Anyway, thank you very much, Stacy Forsyth, and thank you very much also to Rafe Ball, a Patreon backer who has increased his existing pledge. It means a lot to me that you are enjoying the show enough to want to support it. All right, in today's episode, we're doing a thing that we like to do, which is that we like to talk a dino. We are talking about dinosaurs. Now, normally on a dinosaur episode, my lovely wife Allison will be joining me, but for a reason that you can probably anticipate, she's not, which is to say that these are dinosaurs that we have covered before. So this is mostly going to be about the formatting of the section more than the actual dinosaurs, which is much less within her area of interest. So let's take a look at what Monstrous Manual has to say about dinosaurs. So there are 9 examples here, and originally when I was writing this episode, I wrote replacing dozens over the previous monster books, and then I thought that that was cowardly, so I actually went back and counted. I didn't look at Creature Catalog, but between Monster Manual and Monster Manual 2, there are 47 different entries for dinosaurs. Just under the heading dinosaur. There may be dinosaurs that aren't under that heading. If there are any in Fiend Folio, that's where they appear. But yeah, so 47 trimmed all the way down to 9. Now, in the past, I have suggested that a lot of the dinosaurs in those 47 entries were not, strictly speaking, necessary. So we have a strong sense of familiarity with, and we really like, Tyrannosaurus Rex, Triceratops, Stegosaurus, and so on, in a way that we maybe don't for Kentrosaurus or Podokosaurus. Now, it may also be the case that we're going to see some things that were in the dinosaur entry, like the Phororacos, which, because they are not really dinosaurs at all, are going to wind up having their own entries. I don't really know. Now, of those 9 entries, some of them are also not dinosaurs, but we'll talk about that when we get to it. Now, when we've talked about dinosaurs in the past, I've had reason to cite Boreas Axe's book Dinomania, which is kind of a cultural history of dinosaurs. So, not a history of paleontology, not a history of dinosaurs, but of our cultural fascination with and cultural representations of dinosaurs. And in that, Boreas Axe says that the kind of the archetypal dinosaur conflict is of the Tyrannosaurus Rex versus is the battle between Tyrannosaurus Rex and Triceratops, with a clear attacker and defender, with 2 different ideas of what it means to be a dinosaur opposed to each other, right? One of immovable defensive power and one of ferocious aggression. And it is a fight between a T-Rex and a Triceratops that makes up the illustration for this section. And that's really nice because this is a rare example of a section that is illustrated with an action shot. In general, they are standing still having their photograph taken. But here we get to see the monsters in action. The illustration is perfectly serviceable, but, you know, it's a little livelier and more dynamic than most of the section illustrations, so that's nice. So in a sense, this section gives me what I want. 9 dinosaurs condensed into a simple 2-page spread. And in this list, we've got Ankylosaurus, Deinonychus, Diplodocus, Elasmosaurus, Lambeosaurus, Pteranodon, Stegosaurus, Triceratops, and of course, Tyrannosaurus Rex. Yes, before anyone says it, neither Elasmosaurus nor Pteranodon are dinosaurs. But they are, you know, prehistoric creatures that fit in with our visualization of dinosaurs, and I think they belong in the dinosaur section. If I were looking for stats for a Pteranodon, I would turn to the dinosaur section, and then I would think, huh, there's no stats for the Pteranodon, before I went, oh yeah, I guess technically that's a pterosaur. So we have got a pretty good selection with a range of different applications, right? We've got the five dinosaurs that we absolutely needed: Diplodocus, Pteranodon, Stegosaurus, Triceratops, and Tyrannosaurus, right? The Dinobots, in essence. The kind of absolute archetypal, if you buy a packet of dinosaur toys, this is what will be in them dinosaurs. Then we've got the Ankylosaurus, which is cool and has the club tail and is Allison's favorite, so that's really good. We've got Deinonychus, so that we have a little fast-moving, deadly one. We've got Elasmosaurus, so we have a water one. We have Lambeosaurus, because the duckbills are an important group of herbivores that have not otherwise been represented. Great, we got a flying one, a fast one, a fierce one, a big one. You know, all the kind of, like, things that you would need dinosaurs for in your campaign, or at least 90% of them, are pretty adequately covered here. Now, once again, we get all of this fol-de-rol about extinction and time periods, which, I mean, again, I've spoken about this before, but I really feel like relegating dinosaurs to the distant past of a fantasy world kind of raises more questions than it answers. But on the other hand, I do understand that if you make a fantasy world where dinosaurs are simply part of the wildlife, then that is now the thing about your fantasy world. It is the fantasy world with the dinosaurs. That isn't necessarily true. Obviously, that's not the case for Usagi Yojimbo. Like, if you said, what's the, you know, distinctive feature of Usagi Yojimbo? No one would say it's the comic with the dinosaurs in it, even though it has dinosaurs in it. But in general, I understand it. But it's just one of those things where, like, trying to talk about it and come up with a sensible explanation for it actually makes it weirder. Similarly, this section contains a lot of, like, taxonomic information about dinosaurs. You know, the dinosaurs are divided up according to, like, the structure of their hips, which, first, two of the creatures of this section aren't dinosaurs at all, and second, what is the game relevance of this information? It feels like a compulsion. It feels like someone going, well, we can't not include this important information about dinosaurs. Sure you can. You absolutely can. You can include only information that's at all useful. I don't know. I'm not sure why they do it. Because of all of the things that you could put about dinosaurs, about their imagined behavior, about their environment that they lived in, their habitat, about, you know, how they interacted with each other, anything, it seems like if you were to go down the list of dinosaur information for a fantasy role-playing game, taxonomy would be well down the list. I will say that this is a big step up from the trash talk that we got in the Monster Manual, where it started with a bunch of smack talk about how dinosaurs, you know, had stupid, stupid brains and they just wanted to eat, which, you know, that's kind of just how animals are. Animals want to eat is not like the huge insight that you'd think. You know, having said that, I think that this section is all right because in principle, I sort of don't like all of this taxonomical, like, our world's natural history information because I don't see how any of this is going to come up in game. No one is going to, in game, like, no sage is going to tell you about how dinosaurs are split into different categories depending on the shape of their hips. It couldn't possibly be relevant to anything you were doing. It's relevant to us because we look at dinosaurs and we categorize them by fossils. If you're interacting with living creatures, it's not exactly the first thing you need to know about them. But having said that, you're probably not including dinosaurs in your game unless you're keen on dinosaurs and are happy to read some dinosaur information. Although, in that case, I suppose you might know all that stuff about the hips already. Anyway, this section is fine. Again, there's stuff here that, you know, was not 100% necessary, I feel, but in terms of its selection of dinosaurs, of a range of different possible dinosaurs, and in terms of its kind of relative compactness, I am pretty happy with the treatment of dinosaurs. I feel like it strikes a nice balance in terms of wanting to provide a good variety without having page after page of dinosaurs that no one is ever going to use, you know? It seems unlikely to me that Podokosaurus was going to come up in most people's games. Dimetrodon, maybe. Again, not a dinosaur, but, you know, another prehistoric animal that might fit in. Okay, that is about all the time we have for dinosaurs today. Later this week, Patreon subscribers at the $2 level will be getting a new episode of Patron Deities, and then we're going to round out the week with a listener request special episode. So I hope that you'll join me for that right here on Monster Man, a show about monsters, because monsters are great. Thank you for listening.
If you have a favorite monster or something you'd like me to talk about, you can reach me on Twitter at GonzoHistory or by email, gonzohistory@gmail.com. To support Monster Man, just go to patreon.com/monsterman. Thank you to Ray Otis for designing the thumbnail image. Our introductory music is Solve the Damn Mystery by Jesse Spillane from the album Descent of the Goober Monster, used under a Creative Commons attribution license. Thank you again for listening, and please join us next time.